The state of Kansas is trying to market itself as a tourist destination. Kansas has no beaches, no mountains, no big cities. In fact, the state's largest tourist draw is an enormous hunting and fishing store. But promoters of Kansas and other states in the region say they do have an advantage. They say that this is the place where vacationers can go to glimpse authentic America. Frank Morris reports from member station KCUR.
Cocker City, Kansas, is not far from the geographic center of the continental United States. As with many other communities here, the downtown is just about dead, and young people tend to flee here as soon as they can. But Cocker City does have an attraction, a 9-ton ball of twine.
Grab it and run around. Run around there.
Run around.
Quinn, stop.
On a recent afternoon, three little boys are circumnavigating the 40-foot ball at top speed, adding to it from a wooden spool. Then more tourists drift in.
She's from Slovakia, but I'm from the States. But we live in the Czech Republic.
Mark Minton has dragged his girlfriend, Alžbieta Trubačová, out here to show her a site he says is unlike any in Europe.
The fact that a big ball of twine is a tourist attraction, that's what makes it interesting. Only in America would we make a big ball of twine a tourist attraction. It's just something bizarre.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting, and it's much different than what we have.
The fact that people are drawn to quirky attractions like this does not displease state tourism director Scott Allegrucci.
Kansas represents, Smallville.
Like other places often maligned as flyover states, Kansas has wrestled with its image. Allegrucci says now it's trying to make the most of its perceived simplicity.
There's a great quote about Kansas that starts, "Kansas is a massive, subtle place." And I'll tell you, massive, subtle places are increasingly rare.
Marketing that kind of attraction is not an easy task, especially for a state with a minuscule tourism budget. So officials turn to one of the most recognizable Kansas natives.
Bob Dole is throwing caution to the wind. And now Bob Dole is calling on everyone to experience the wonders of Kansas. Bob Dole has officially appointed himself the new secretary of the fun department.
Kansas does have amusement parks, a first-rate space museum, and other major attractions, lakes, even hills. But Patty Hubbard with the Travel Industry Association of America says Midwestern states struggle with luring tourists to attractions available just about anywhere.
They're all looking for ways to make themselves stand out from the crowd.
For instance, Kansas is one of the best places in the world to catch a tornado. Every spring, storm-chasing tours crisscross the state looking for them. It also harbors the largest remaining swath of virgin tall grass prairie, a complex 10,000-year-old ecosystem that once covered much of the Midwest. Jan Jansen, a retired university administrator, offers horseback tours of this rolling prairie in central Kansas. He says his customers have typically traveled widely and are ready to take on a vacation with no prescribed itinerary, no soaring peaks or spectacular coastline.
The Flint Hills, the tall grass prairie, is more subtle than that and requires a person to hone their senses of observation, requires a certain curiosity and a willingness to look down at their feet and see what's beneath it.
Interest in the tall grass prairie appears to be growing nationwide, but tourism, even in vast, dry western Kansas, seems to be on the rise. Lucas, population 422, boasts a grassroots art museum and a strange abundance of folk art, including a place called the Garden of Eden. Here, an elderly man nearly a century ago built a weird stone house and surrounded it with a tall web of concrete sculpture portraying industrialists, preachers, and political leaders preying on the common man. It sits 16 miles off a lonely stretch of interstate, and according to caretaker and university art professor John Hochmeister, it draws 10,000 bold visitors every year.
It's an adventure to come out here. It's a different world. It's not your standard United States.
Teenage Allison Bell from Dallas dropped in recently on tour with her grandparents and little brother. She's seen Europe and a fair amount of the United States, but says she likes a more challenging destination.
I think it's funner than just going to the place where most other people go. It's unusual. I like it.
Like almost everyone who visits here, Belle's grandparents heard about the Garden of Eden by word of mouth, not advertising. They and other visitors to Kansas are fine with that. After all, nobody goes to see the Garden of Eden, the Flint Hills, or the world's largest ball of twine expecting to stand in line. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.